The Kentucky General Assembly gaveled out for a 10-day veto recess after passing a landmark state budget and a volley of other prominent bills that include measures on tax reform, charter schools, abortion, gambling, elections, and changes to public assistance. One of the bills that received final passage before both chambers adjourned was House Bill 1, which would provide an historic 2-year spending plan for the state's executive branch with funding for employee raises, full-day kindergarten, and increases to the state's per-pupil funding formula. It would also provide major investments in public pensions, state parks, clean drinking water projects, and the state fairgrounds. Other bills that were sent to the governor's desk include House Bill 3, which would ban abortions in Kentucky at 15 weeks of gestation and require minors to obtain consent from their parents before undergoing the procedure. The omnibus bill would also ban online sales of abortion-inducing drugs and regulate the disposal of fetal remains. House Bill 8 seeks to gradually reduce and eliminate state taxes on personal income over several years while simultaneously expanding and diversifying the state's overall tax base. Once state revenue exceeds certain thresholds, the measure would trigger reductions in the income tax rate of a half percentage point, starting with an initial drop in 2023. House Bill 9 would establish a funding model for charter schools, building on legislation from 2017 that first allowed charters in Kentucky. It would also authorize 2 pilot charter school projects in Louisville and Northern Kentucky and change the appeals process if education officials deny an application for a new charter school. The governor now has until April 11th to sign those bills and more to become law, or let them become law without his signature, or issue vetoes on legislation that he does not agree with. Lawmakers will have an opportunity to override any vetoes when the General Assembly reconvenes on April 13th and 14th for the final 2 days of the session. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Keith West.